Slagor's plans had made no provision for what came next. Rounding the bend in a passage, he found himself face to face with Orlando. The warrior badger gave a roar and swung his axe, but no beast was quicker than the masked fox in an emergency. He ducked swiftly back into the ranks of his rats, pushing the nearest two in the path of the swirling axe head. Matthias deflected a spear with his sword. Crouching low, he fought his way into the ranks, sword flashing as he went after his enemy. Logalog yelled, and the Gauzim hurled a rain of stones and arrows at the rats. Nadaz fell flat, then crawled back against the side of the wall. Springing up, he grabbed a torch from his sconce and flung it among the attackers as he yelled,
"Retreat! Back to the ledge!"
Amid the milling confusion, the clang of Orlando's axe rang against the stone walls as he scythed madly at the rats who were trying to turn and run. Matthias had fought his way among the rats, but lost sight of Slagor. Turning, he faced the rats who were trying to push past him. Blocking, sweeping and hacking, he battled away until he met Orlando coming from the opposite direction. Logalog passed them both at the head of the Gauzim.
"After them!"
They stumbled over the bodies of fallen foes. The passage was dark because Nadaz was taking the torches from their holders as he went. Stumbling and banging against the walls, the woodlanders dashed wildly through the inky blackness, guided by the sounds of the retreating rats ahead of them. Light showed from the back of the column, and they made way for Cheek, who had thoughtfully retrieved the torch thrown by Nadaz and swung it back into blazing life. Now they could see where they were going. The attackers ran pell-mell downwards through winding passages and deserted halls, heedlessly past a heavily locked timber door. Matameo sat up in the darkness.
"Listen, what's that? Something's going on out there,"
he said excitedly. They crowded round the door, banging and shouting.
"In here! In here! Help us! We're Red Wallers!"
But they were shouting to an empty corridor. The sounds of the chase died away into the distance. The hunter's rats broke out onto the ledge, with Slagor and Nadaz in the lead. Ignoring ceremony, the purple-robed rats shouted toward the idol.
"Enemies! A badger and a mouse with a band of woodlanders! They are right behind us!"
The voice from the idol rang out.
"This is your doing, fox! You were followed here! I will deal with you later! Nadaz, tell your fighters to surround this statue! Sound the alarm! Throw the whole weight of my host against these impudent intruders!"
The rats formed themselves in a cordon around the idol, spears pointing outwards. Nadaz dashed to the far side of the ledge and began pounding on a deep circular drum to sound the alarm. Slagor did not wait for the attackers to arrive. He slunk off quickly down the winding causeway stairs, pointing to the black-robed rats who charged past him on their way up.
"Hurry to the ledge, every beast. Malkaris wants you,"
he told them.
"Red Wall!
Mothflower!
Log-a-log-a-log-a-log!"
The woodlanders came roaring out of the passage onto the ledge. Logalog and the Gauzim charged the rats defending the statue, but they were quickly repulsed by the fanatical dedication of the fighters with their stabbing spears. More rats were already on the platform of the ledge. Matthias gasped with shock. A countless horde was pounding its way up the stairs of the causeway. He had not realised the numbers were so vast. Like seething black ants, they swarmed up from the misty green depths. Without thinking, he threw himself at the foremost group. Orlando and Jess ran to help him. The squirrel armed with a short, shrew sword.
"Drive them back! We've got to stop them getting onto this ledge!"
Matthias shouted. A spear thrust nipped Orlando's muzzle, and blood sprang to his nose tip.
"You lily!"
The maddened badger went in like a battering ram. Rats who tried to back out of his way were driven over the edge of the ledge and plunged screaming into the green misted depths. Matthias was filled with battle rage. He tried hard to keep a level head, using all the time-honored skills of the true warrior sword mouse. Sweep, slice, cleave, thrust. He worked like a machine, relentlessly battling great odds. Jess was different. She leapt and bounded, stabbing left and right, blood flowing from her tail like a scarlet ribbon. Though the stabbing spears were unwieldy at any great range, they were proving effective at close quarters. None of the Black Roves spoke or shouted. They formed flying wedges, charging individual attackers, often breaking to surround them in a stabbing ring of spear points. Loggalog had been driven back twice. At the second attempt, he fell wounded in the throat by a spear. Basil Staghair leapt into the breach.
Righto, girls and lads, form three ranks over here, front and centre now, look lively, slings and bows only, fire, drop down and reload, keep advancing, that's the style, fire, drop down and reload, but keep moving to your front, sharpish now, good show.
The rats were forced to break their circle and came round to defend the front of the statue from Basil's strategy. The hare was a veteran at manoeuvres. He gathered a small force of shrews carrying javelins.
I say, young cheek, here's your first chance at a command. Take these fellas to the back of the ledge, work your way round that dirty great statue thing, and come up behind those rodents facing us. Give 'em plenty of the old 1-2, and don't forget, me lad, duck and weave.